retirement. By the way, that's a relatively recent phenomenon in culture. People couldn't retire in the years past. They had to work until the last breath just to survive. And, you know, frankly, some of you are still doing that for lots of different reasons. But here's the question. We get to these years where our body's not quite what it was and our time is different and everything that we're doing is challenged, for instance, when it comes to the strength that we once had. And the question is, how do we spend these years, these retirement years? As I say, the life is kind of in three parts. The first third is sort of learning about life, relationships, career, job, marriage, family. The middle one third is pretty much about living. You know, that's the living part. We go from learning to living, raising kids, getting them off to school, building a career. And the last third is about the legacy. You know, how do we want to, what do we want to leave behind? And for those of you that are in those legacy years now, the question is, you know, how do you want to be remembered? What are you doing with your time and talent, resources? We're hearing stories to help the ones coming up behind us to figure it out. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Kim in Michigan. Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. Are you guys retired?
We are both retired.
All
right. My husband and I, we're 59 now. We've been retired for 4 years.
So you're retired at 55.
Yep.
From what? What were you guys doing and why did you retire then?
My husband worked for an energy company here in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an office manager for a very busy neurosurgeon.
All right. Why did you retire? 4 years ago, you're talking the beginning of COVID, basically.
COVID. That's exactly what retired us. You know, for me personally, I had a change of mind. I didn't want to work for quote unquote people anymore. I wanted to work for God. So I retired, told my boss I'm going to do something different and took a job at church running Master's Commission.
What commission? Master's Commission?
It's called Master's Commission, yes. It's a discipleship program for young adults, 18 to 25, and we disciple them and get their credentials for ministry.
Huh. And so you're doing this together, you and your husband?
I'm doing it by myself, but of course I couldn't do it without him. He supports me, like he's the introvert, so he supports me in the back.
There you go. So any regrets in retiring at that age?
Should have done it sooner.
So you have the resources, obviously, to be able to, I mean, you thought about all this before you got to that point?
Yes. My husband made a very good living, and instead of us, you know, spending and doing a lot of things like that, we decided to pay off our house, our cars. We decided to pay everything off because we didn't know when that rainy day would come, and boy, oh boy, did it come in the form of COVID.
Yeah.
So, you know, once that happened, we decided he's a saver, I'm a spender, so I take his lead, and we just saved a lot, and now we can live comfortably with that.
Yeah, so you're 60 years old, and so you've pretty well figured out the financial picture for the next, 25, 30 years or whatever. And you guys are saying, hey, we can do this, and we're going to give our time to service.
Yes, exactly. That's mm-hmm. exactly what happened. We planned all along, you know, for our retirement, but we didn't see the way it came through COVID. So,
did you have to change your lifestyle at all when you downsizing or changing your financial picture when you decided to do that 4 or 5 years ago?
Not at all. And that's the crazy thing about God, because, of course, we're tithers, gave offerings, gave to missions. Just our thing is generosity. We love to help people financially. And even now, my husband and I scratch our heads and said, we didn't have to change a thing, not one thing. But we're not minimalists, but we're not crazy spenders either. So, you know, we found that contentment.
Well, you know, the bottom line is we either prepare for the future or we don't, right? Now, obviously, God's in charge of what's going to ultimately happen, but if you don't plan, you're not going to get there. So congratulations. Good for you. COVID really made the point of change in their life. 4 years now in service, excited about what they're doing with their time and talent, resources. Not everybody can do that. Maybe you're at a place where you're saying, my 55, you know, I'm 65 and I'm still have to work. You know, maybe that's where you are. But the question is, how do we get through these years, the years that God's given us in what we call the retirement type years, to bring glory to Him, wherever we are. Okay, Pam, are you there in Texas?
I am.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I ups and downs.
Well, is today an up day or a down day?
It's an up day.
That's good. What are you doing during these years of retirement?
Well, it started actually the year before I retired. I quit my job as a pharmacy technician in order to help my sister take care of my father who had Alzheimer's. And, you know, I would not give anything for the time that I had with him.
Yeah.
He was prepared for retirement. And so I was able, my sister had control over his money. And anyway, she replaced my income. And, you know, we would play balloon tennis. It was so much fun.
What are you doing now during your retirement years? How are you using your time?
Well, I have post-COVID syndrome, which makes me, I ended up retiring early because of that. And it came up that my husband's great niece was in a bad situation. And so she now lives with us. She's been here for a little over a year and a half. She's 9 years old. Learning how to parent. That's why I listen to your program. I'm learning how to be a parent in the this century instead of in the last century.
And it's different. It surely is. You know, Pam, you know, you make an interesting point. We've got a lot of calls that I have that people have shared in our comment line and people I've talked to, and I see different ways that people approach retirement. Like you, many have just turned internally in terms of our family. We've got some needs in the family. Maybe it's a niece, a sibling, a parent, or a spouse, and I'm investing my time in raising my grandkids or whatever it may be. Others seem to prepare and take retirement and look at, you know, what am I going to do for myself? You know, I worked hard. Now I'm going to go out and spend the money on myself. As someone commented, like the bumper sticker, I'm going to spend all my kids' inheritance. And that's the way some people, you know, really look at retirement. And then others, and we got many of these stories of people who say, I want to just invest my time and resources, changing my schedule, maybe slowing down, but make sure that I'm investing into kingdom work, making a difference and impacting people for all of eternity. And ultimately, you know, that's why we're here and that's what we should be doing, which I think is critical. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. You can join us on our storyline at 888-888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Number 6 in this list of intentionals is take responsibility. It's the first law of intentional living, personal responsibility. Asking and answering the question, how have I contributed to the pain in my life, is an important act. The act of taking personal responsibility is what separates winners from losers in life. Losers blame situations and people and the world and the government and what have you. Winners accept reality as it is, and then they do something about it. One of the most effective ways of growing beyond pain is to take responsibility for any part, even if it's only a tiny part of the problem. See, until you own it, you can't grow beyond it.
Yeah, that's true. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month on the purpose of pain. We know the problem, but the purpose. Many people being encouraged by the lesson as we get really practical and biblical in terms of how do we deal with pain in our life. And that's up on our site for members. And if you're not, come and join us. Be a part of the team. Your support makes a difference. You want to use these years of your life to invest in other people? Come and be a part of this. You know how much? We don't have any set amount. It's a donation to the ministry. And if you could do it on an ongoing basis, we'll make sure you get access to the teaching. But how much? People want to know. We all want to know. $1 a day is typically, that's the average. Some people do less, some more, about $30 a month. But we just say, hey, we want you to be a part of the team. God bless you. Go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717.
We wanted to travel all over in a motorhome and see the country and visit friends and family all over the country. And we were just going to have fun and travel in the RV in the summer and play games like RVers do and have a good time. Well, God had a different thing in mind. He had some friends of ours tell us about a volunteer organization. And you travel all over and you help build and repair churches, campgrounds, schools, you name it.
We both retired. I'm 66 and he's 67. And he spent his years as a master electrician and maintenance supervisor, and he developed a training course for men who are, or women, we do have a woman in the class, who wanted to get into some kind of maintenance work in factories. And in conjunction with our church, we've opened that up to the community.
My wife and I retired after 44 years of pastoring, and then a year later started working for Voice of the Martyrs. And I worked for them for 8.5 years, been to China twice, Thailand, Laos, Seoul, South Korea, and we smuggled Bibles into China. And I never dreamed the Lord would give me that opportunity.
There's a theme when you hear people share their testimonies of their mission. They're passionate. I don't hear any downer calls. Nobody's calling in saying, oh, I want to share with you, I'm smuggling Bibles into China. You know, hello. These are people who have a passion, sometimes using their talents, their background, their experiences to be able to do that same kind of work, taking it, leveraging it, using it for people. That's fantastic. Okay, back to the calls. Knox in Arizona, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Dr. Randy, how are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's your story about retirement?
Well, first of all, thank you for your ministry. I appreciate it. It's ministered to me for years. The call is, I was telling Steve that in about 2018, my father's health was failing, and my wife and I moved to Utah to help my mother care for my dad for daily. He was 6'2" and she's 5'4". And that went on, and he passed in 20. My wife actually moved up there also. She actually quit her job and ended up moving up and to help care for my parents. He passed in 20, and then since that time, we stayed in close touch with my mom. She was living in a condo by herself and was not doing well in the condo, was disconnected and isolated and so forth. So we moved her into an independent living, hoping that she would still have social skills and between the programs and everything, she would connect with community. That didn't happen. She was isolating and spending a lot of time in her room, so we talked and decided the best thing in terms of keeping her in community and active was to bring her here to Phoenix to live with us. We have 3 children and now going on 9 great-grandchildren, or there are 9 grandchildren for us, or they're her great-grandchildren. So there's an active family all here in Phoenix. And so, you know, it's amazing to me how a little thing like a cup of coffee in the morning with a smile and a kiss, you know, and a hug is a or saying prayers together at night before she goes to bed are just really, really special, you know. And yeah. I think about what it's, you know, you and I are going to go through that. She's 91. Mm-hmm. At some point, you and I are going to be elderly. And it's so easy for them to get isolated. It's so easy for them mentally for everything to slow down. And I think just the stimulation of being in community and being around younger people is a critical thing. I think two things, honor your father and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, it's easy for me because I loved my dad and I love my mom. And so it's not a chore. It's an easy thing. And she's very pleasant to be around. You know, she's something to look into the face of your mother, whom you've looked at your whole life. You know, there's a fondness there and so forth. I've also, though, thought about investing in the future, and there's really, that's not the case. We have a lot of time with our family and our grandchildren, but obviously we're kind of putting a lot of care into my mom right now, but I'm just thinking about doing to others as you'd have them do unto you. And how would you want to be treated at any stage of your life, you know? And the fact that my family was always there, and they were always keeping an eye, especially my parents, kind of always keeping an eye on everybody and assessing how are they doing? Are they doing well, or do they, you know, do we need to give them a little boost? Is there some way we could help them and come alongside them, and if they're struggling, or just help each other do well? So that's kind of the heart of it, I think, is every time she says, thanks so much for doing what you're doing, I just say, well, listen, I'm just doing the same thing you and Dad did all your lives.
Well, let me tell you, you're a blessing to your mom. And there are probably people listening, Knox, right now who are processing what you're sharing in terms of their own family, their own experience. And they're either having a, oh, no moment, because that isn't how they experienced it, or treated it, or approached it, because this is really beyond retirement. We're talking about now care for an elderly parent. And there's others having an aha moment saying, hey, you know, God's put me in a place where I could be of greater service and care for my parents. You know, we do live in a culture. It's interesting. Many cultures, unlike America, our culture here tends to be not everything. Let's face it, a lot of families are different and a lot of cultures are different, even within America. But there's a sense of isolation as they get older. You know, we got homes for them and places to put them. And sometimes that's necessary. And I get that. And there's some great places that can care for elderly parents and grandparents if there's enough resources available. But at the same time, what a privilege to be able to get to a place and say, I want to care for my parents, my grandparents, in a way that supports them. And I know every family situation is different. It's a great reminder. Thank you, Knox. I appreciate it. Okay, let's continue on here. We got Brenda is in Alabama. Appreciate your call. So, Brenda, what's your philosophy on this?
My philosophy is, if you're ready to meet your maker, retire and sit down and don't do anything. And that way, your body will just die. So I really believe that we should stay busy about God's work and doing things and be up and about and not sitting in the lazy boy watching TV. So after we retired, I taught for 25 years. My husband worked for the ABC board for 25 years in Alabama. And so after that, God supplied a lodge for us. So now we do weddings and after rehearsal dinners and church retreats, and we cook and we cater and use all those gifts and skills that he gave us. It's out in the woods, so people enjoy coming and relaxing and having a good time. And we also own a bed and breakfast in an antique shop. We are 70 years old, soon to be 71. So that's what we're doing, and we really enjoy it.
That's good. Hey, staying busy, making a difference. That's great. Let's go over to Florida now, just down the road. James on retirement, what are you learning?
I retired fairly early. I was a firefighter for 25 years. That's one of those occupations, the older you get, the harder it is to do the work. One of the things I did was I read an article in the Los Angeles Times. At the time, we lived in California. And it said that if a person makes an extra principal payment each month on their mortgage, they can cut the term in half. And that's exactly what my wife and I did. We had a 15-year mortgage on our house in California, and we paid it off in just a little over 7 years. So it does work. And the beauty of it is it doesn't cost that much more to do that. At the time, the mortgage was, say, around $100,000, and for an extra about $100 a month, I was able to save 7.5 years of mortgage payments. It just really helped me. I was an average working person, and it was the one thing that I could do that I never regret doing was paying that little amount extra each month. So it's allowed us that freedom to do things through our church and in the community to show the love of Jesus to others. It's pretty awesome the way the Lord led us in our life. And one of the things he did was make us financially secure just by that one thing of making an extra principal payment each month on my mortgage. And, boy, it's quite a nice thing to be debt-free.
Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, when you do that, you're a part of making a difference right here in this community and around the world through our Intentional Living Ministry. You know, we talk about a lot of different topics, but we got one really sort of focal mission, and it is this. We want you to experience your life the way God intended. And that means, first of all, giving your life to Him. He loves you. He cares for you. The scripture says He loved the world so much that He gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for us. He tells us that if we could, it goes on to say in another part of scripture, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we will be saved. It's a radical transformation. And so when you hear a program like today and we talk about how do you want to use your retirement years, what you hear from people, many of people are saying, hey, I want to continue to live my life with the values and with my belief and with the passion to be of service to people as a follower of Christ. And we can talk about parenting and marriage and finance, whatever the topic is. Our goal is this. We want to help you experience that the way God intended. There's more peace, less regret. There's more hope, less distress, less anxiety and fear when we choose to get up every day and be intentional in Him. That's our passion. And when you support the ministry, you're allowing us to do this every day, 24 hours a day, online, through our podcast, through our radio broadcast. And I just say a huge thank you for your support. Find out more when you go to theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. The website's available there as well with lots of information. Or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right, time for one more, I think. Connie in Michigan today. Welcome to the program, Connie. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm fine, Dr. Randy. Fortunately, my husband was a good saver, and we were able to retire 2 years ago.
Good. Now, would you have not been such a good saver?
I myself was not.
So you backed off and trusted him through that, huh?
I did.
Did you have issues? Did you fight over it or disagree over it?
Oh, maybe once in a while. You know, it was like, gee, we could use that money this week.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, no.
All right. So he put a plan together and you've been able to retire. And how's that going?
It's going really well. We sold our gigantic house and most of our possessions 2 years ago when we retired. A neighbor, it was just a God thing. Our neighbor bought the house, and so we avoided the realty fees and all that goes with that, and he had plenty of time to move. She even stores some of our stuff for us there still. And we moved in from a 4,600 square foot house to a 320 square foot fifth wheel RV toy hauler with our German Shepherds and our Yorkie, and we just set about traveling.
I hope you guys like each other.
You know what, we do like each other.
Yeah,
we have a minute or two here and there.
I guess so. 350 feet. You got what'd you say? Three dogs.
We do. We have two German Shepherds, which are good-sized dogs, a mother-daughter pair, and a little Yorkie. And this is a toy hauler RV, so, you know, it's got sliding doors between the main living area and the garage, because that's where we have a motorcycle, and it lives back there when we're not stationary somewhere. And that's kind of the dog.
So you're living there. You're living entirely, you're traveling, and you're living in there. Do you have a spot that you stay most of the time, or you're always on the move?
For the first while, we just traveled all the time. And then this year, we have come back to Michigan for the summer. We're helping friends of ours who have bought a farm, and so we're helping them renovate their home. But next year, we'll go to the Black Hills of South Dakota. We have a ministry out there that we like to go to and hang out with them and stuff. So we bought a small RV lot in a resort in Brownsville, Texas, where we will winter 5 or 6 months of the year.
So what one thing would you share with, it sounds like it's a plan ahead and trust your husband to save a little bit early on so you can do this. But what have you guys learned in retrospect in terms of what younger couples should be thinking about?
Well, definitely they got to start saving early. He didn't start saving that early. He was injured in a motorcycle accident and got a fairly reasonable settlement from that helped. And then when he hired into the corporation he worked at, that's when he really, really started saving, because they had a company match and stuff. So anytime, I guess, that a company has that, which I'm not too sure how many have those anymore, but if they do, boy, take advantage of them.
Absolutely. Matching gifts. I mean, we're talking about the practical part of saving for the future. Start early if you can. Be consistent. Do it over an extended period of time, and you'll be amazed how that works. All right, we're out of time. Love your feedback on all this. Your thoughts, 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy here, along with Jennifer and Steven, the rest of our team who are not retired, working hard, maybe retired, but not retired. And we thank you for your prayers and being a part of the ministry. And so on behalf of my wife, Donna, and myself, and our entire team, we are here to serve, because we believe that when you experience life the way God intended, everything is better. Have a great day. This is Intentional Living. It is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.